This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. There are several drop-in centers for homeless students in the Dallas School District. A new drop-in center has just opened. It's in a church. Students were busy in class for this mid-morning visit of Incarnation House. It's the new after-school spot for homeless kids. Many go to North Dallas High across the street.
Hello, how are you? I'm Teresa Keenan, the executive director.
Today's tour is for nonprofit partners and others thinking about helping at the center inside the Church of the Incarnation. This neighborhood, near Central Expressway and Haskell Avenue, includes an upscale community that bumps up against an area with one of the highest homeless student populations in Dallas. Teresa Keenan says these kids need help.
And the whole idea is that these kids end up with a living wage job. Whether it's a vocational, whether it's getting through college, it's being able to break that cycle of poverty that is going to put them homeless maybe for the rest of their lives.
Volunteers at Incarnation House started helping North Dallas High 4 years ago. One morning a week, they would take breakfast to the school's homeless kids before class. They're still involved with the school's drop-in center. Only now, the church offers after-school help 4 days a week. Mark Pierce, who runs the Dallas School District's homeless program, says there's a lot these kids need that they can't get before school.
Dinner. One of the big things that we haven't been able to provide really at the drop-in centers in the morning is tutoring, counseling, homework help, and other types of assistance we don't do in the morning.
Pierce says the problem's only grown. The Dallas homeless student population is up 60% over last year. The church isn't just serving students in North Dallas High. They help kids from nearby middle and elementary schools. And the church isn't the only one helping. Parkland Hospital is joining the effort. One of its 5 mobile medical clinics will soon make regular stops here. Susan Spaulding runs Parkland's homeless program.
Sick care, well child care, chronic disease care, asthma, family planning, sexually transmitted screening, any of those services, whatever the children need.
Incarnation House has been opened about a month. Volunteers are working to get the word out to kids that this is a safe place. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.